Take your Bibles this evening, the book of Luke, Luke chapter 5. Next week will be our Thanksgiving service. Don't forget about that. But then after that, we'll dive in back into Revelation chapter 19. We'll review a little bit. I hope, you know, so many times we go through motions, and just if you're not careful, you'll end up just coming and going. And I hope it's not that way anytime, but this month we've really just tried to seek the Lord on our family. And again, Sunday morning we really tried to help with our physical families, and I don't care whose family it is, we all need help in our families. Job, everything was going pretty good, he thought, and it fell apart in just a little bit, and our lives are just that way. And we've been trying to teach on Sunday morning also, not just preach, but teach about a family altar. And, life's full of good intentions. You can say, boy, that sounds something like I need, but you got to put something down and get going. And just start. That's the thing. Just start. And we all need a family altar. Don't matter how big your family. If it's just one of you, you still need that. You need to set some time away just to enjoy that. And then on Sunday night, we've been looking at our church family. And then last week, we looked at our missions family. And I thank the Lord that God allows us to have a part in this great big thing called the gospel. And he's chosen to use earthen vessels such as you and I to get the gospel to a lost and dying world. And the missions isn't just across the sea. It's just maybe across your driveway, across your table, just wherever you're at. We're called to be missionaries. And so Wednesday night we've tried to, last Wednesday we looked about missions and why that's the heartbeat of God. And I really believe if you look through from Genesis to Revelation, you'll see that. But we also talked a little bit at the end last week of some things that we could do. And of course, we take up missions giving. I was looking at the financial statement. We were a little low last month on our faith promise. Nobody got left out by no means. We still give out to our missionaries. But, you know, sometimes during this time of year, people quit giving. On that note, Brother Danny, wherever he is, said there's four boxes of Bibles back there that needs to be sent somewhere around this world. They got addresses on. So if you could help out with that, see Brother Danny back there. Appreciate Beams. That's one of the missions that we support, to get a good copy of the Word of God in the hands of people all over the world. So we support missions here at the church, and we tried to look last week because, again, it all starts out with a burden in our family, in our physical family, in our church family, and even in our missions family. There's got to be a burden. And if we don't care about missions, our missions program will be nothing. And as we looked at that last week, and we're going to continue that thought a little bit tonight, look with me here in Luke chapter 5. Verse number 1, here's what the Bible says. It says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, and they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all that were with him, and at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. What a great story. We read it here, and I know tonight as we talk about it, this is something that really took place. This isn't a fairy tale. The Lord Jesus Christ teaching that day, the people desired something, and he taught them. And God put something in motion. And I'm thankful tonight that God showed me something. I didn't just learn it on my own. The Holy Spirit had to guide me. And He did something in my life. I saw a great change. And because of that, I've been able to tell other people what the Lord's done for me. And that's what missions is all about. And so we're going to look at this tonight and try to get some things to help us here tonight here at Gospel Light Baptist Church to have another look at missions in a personal way this evening. So let's pray. Father, we love you. We sure thank you, Lord, again for the promises. Thank you, Lord, for this precious book. And thank you, Lord, for the opportunity one more time to gather together as a church and a family. And God, is so good to gather in. Thank you for our patch and peewee for our children tonight. God, is there in their classes. Just pray that you'll bless there. And God, help us tonight. God, we want to learn. We want to glean. We want to draw closer to you. And God, I know there's needs here tonight, Lord. But God, I know the greatest need of all is salvation. God, and Lord, you know the hearts of your people here tonight. God, I pray that you'd help us, Lord. There might be some that's lost. There might be some that's cold tonight. God, I just pray, Lord, that you'd help us tonight. God, just to see one more time, God, the work that lies ahead, Lord, and we'll thank you for it. For us in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. You can be seated this evening. We're not going to, you know, there's nothing new in this book. It's just we're going to try to bring some things to light, try to encourage you to see some things a little bit different. And this thing of missions, and I know tonight when you think about missions, as I've said so many times, if you go back there on that back wall on the other side of where Bill's at, there's a big old map, and that's a big old world. And I heard something today, and I don't have the numbers right in my head, but I forgot how many million, 130-some million people in America today, something like that. And that's just in our little neck of the woods. You know, I forgot how many, close to 7 billion in the world now, something like that. I might be off on my numbers, but that's a lot of people. And so it's a big job. And it's a big opportunity, and a lot of times we look at the vastness of how big this thing is, and we don't get a hold that we as an individual, and we as a small little church, or we would have any kind of influence on something so big. But God took a few men and done a great work. When God's in something, He'll do big work, amen, because He's a big God. So, and that's what we're talking about. You know, Paul made that statement, that I might win some. You know, we shouldn't look at the big picture of, man, there's no way that we can reach everybody, but you can all reach one. And that's the goal of missions. And we, as a church, we know we support missions on a local place. We support them here out of the church. But it's more than just those men and women that we support as a church. It's a global part, but it's also a local part that you and I need to take, not just with our billfolds in giving, but it's so much more than that, because we can have such an effect. We can pray, we can help, we can reach out not only to our missionaries across the sea or in our country, but just even to people wherever we go. So the thoughts of missions, and I think I've told this story sometimes before, but it sort of fits back in here again. The Lord brought that story back to my mind. Said there was a little boy out walking on the beach one day, and there was an older man walking down the same beach, and said the beach was just covered in starfish. I mean, they just washed up everywhere, hundreds of thousands of starfish. And here's this little old boy picking them up and just slinging them back in the ocean. And that old man, because a lot of times when we get older, we get a bad attitude sometimes about things. I don't know why I'm getting that way myself, I guess, but that older man looked at that boy and said, son, what are you doing? He says, I'm trying to get these starfish back in the water. They're going to die. He says, son, look at all these starfish. There's no way you can help every one of them. It don't matter. You can't do it. He says, but it helps some. For the ones that he picked up and threw back in the water, they lived. He was making a difference to some. And a lot of times we look at things and we just, you know, and I know, to be such a social world that we think we are, social media is crazy everywhere. But I promise you, if you really back up and take a look at what socialism or this social networking is doing, it's not making us more social. It's actually making us more seclusive. It really is. You're living inside your own little bubbles. You're not going, you're not seeing, you're not doing it. You're drawing yourself into a narrow place. So it's not healthy in that situation. Young people today, I'm not fussing at y'all by no means, because there's older people doing the same thing, but texting kills our vocabulary. Can't write complete sentences. There's no verbal communications anymore. It's hurtful. So, but I'm saying that we need to understand that we all can make a difference. I'm thankful for men and women that made a difference in my life by showing me about Jesus Christ and teaching me the Bible. They made a difference. And I want to make differences in other people's lives, and I hope you want to make a difference. And that's what missions is really about, is just going forth, being that salt and that light to this world. So let me just run through these things. This is very simple stuff, but it's just, again, wanting to bring it to your light. First of all, when it comes to this, what we're seeing here this evening, the first thing that the Lord pointed out to me this evening is, notice what it was all about. Verse number one, the Bible says, "It came to pass as the people pressed upon him to what? To hear the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret." They desired to hear something. And I know we live in the Bible belt of our country per se, and we know that people today, they don't want gospel tracts. People don't seem to want to talk about the Lord. They push this out. They push that out in our country. But listen, I promise you, even though there might be a lot of them you think don't want to hear, there's still some out there, just as we see here. The desire of the hearts of people is they need something inside of them more than what they got. This world's not helping them. Whatever they're trying to push down their throats is not helping them. They're desiring to hear something. And just as they wanted to see something, they wanted to hear the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be amazed when you begin to live the word in front of people, how they'll begin to desire to see and to hear more about who this Jesus really is. So I see that the need there, they press to hear. And around the world, listen, don't funnel your eyes into what's here in Salisbury. Man, it's booming in the Philippines, and especially, my goodness, with this, the typhoon hit over there. It's a perfect opportunity again to see the gospel just pour into that place. They're very receptive. They're very hungry for the gospel. So don't let how people around in this neck of the woods blind you to the thinking that there's not anybody that wants to hear. Why? Because there's a world out there that needs to hear. So I see that the need there was wanting to hear. They wanted to press against him. Notice the condition of what's taking place here. Verse 2 says, and he saw two ships standing by the lake. But notice the condition here. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And I just couldn't help to think about the church. Here the Lord Jesus Christ, as he comes upon this scene, is here's two ships sitting on the side of the lake. And the Bible says that these ships, that the fishermen had gone out of them. And what were they doing? Cleaning their nets. What is that saying? They were done. They wasn't going to fish no more. And I'm afraid if we're not careful, we'll get that same mindset that, you know, we're done. We've done all we're going to do. There's nothing more to do. Oh, no, friend. There's so much that needs to be done. There's a world. There's friend. Listen, Bible Club, my goodness, what an opportunity. What a fruitful thing that we've seen on Saturday. And it's come in on Sunday morning now. And the Lord's flourishing. And it's just not there. But I'm just saying there's people that God is working in their lives. But if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves just like Jesus found these fishermen. Remember over in Revelations, he came to that church and what? He knocked. He was on the outside of the door knocking. What? He wanted to get in. I wonder this evening if he's on this outside of our lives knocking, wanting to get in. But see the condition there. They were standing. They were, the fishermen were going out and they were washing their nets. They were doing nothing. It ain't time to quit. There's still fish out there. So we need to understand the condition there. Notice what he did. Verse 3 says he entered into one of the ships. You know how we're going to have a great missions program? You know how we personally are going to be great missionaries to our families? You know how we're going to reach our families? You're not going to reach your coworkers. You're not going to reach your children. You're not going to reach your country. Christ has got to be in you. Well, I'm saved, preacher. Yeah, but is Christ all in all in you? Is Christ that center? He entered into the ship. That's what makes the difference. And church, we've got to have Christ. Everything's got to center around Christ. That family altar, as we mentioned, is a tabernacle, that Ark of the Covenant. God blessed that ark. That was the center of that part. And friend, tonight, if we're going to see God's blessings in our lives in a missionary sense, we've got to let Christ be the center of it. And here we see that Christ entered in. That's what made the difference. Look at verse number 4. It says, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the draught. That's the same command that's been given to the church. Christ has told you and I to go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Jesus gets in the boat and he tells Simon, launch out into the deep. Friend, we got to push away from the shore. We got to push away from our comfort zone. We got to push away from what the typical norm and get out to where the fish are. And that's exactly what the command of the Lord was to Peter, and that's the same command that God's given you and I tonight as a church, as an individual. That great commission is to go. And I wonder tonight how much going is in our thoughts, how much going is in our life. It's not just going in the physical sense. It takes preparation to go. We got to be praying. We got to be seeking. We got to be looking. So we see here tonight that Christ gives a great command here in verse number 4 to go. Fifthly, look at verse number 5. Here comes the Baptist side of this thing. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Excuses, excuses. You find them everywhere. The Lord said, launch out. What was the first reaction? Been there, done that. That don't work anymore. It's not profitable. Y'all act like you're scared of me or you hate me or something tonight. I don't know. But I'm just saying, look at this. This ain't a fairy tale. That's what he said. He said, Lord, we done did that. And if we're not careful, we'll let excuses get in our way. There's always an excuse. They're all just as good. They're excuses. So we see that he made an excuse. But then we see that also the right attitude. Verse 5 again said, Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. And then that great thought there. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Do you believe God tonight? Now, no, don't even answer me because I know what you're going to say. You'll say, oh, yeah, Lord, I believe him. Everybody in here would say, yeah, I believe God. I believe his Bible. But saying and doing is a lot of difference. Peter had to let the net down. That was work. Don't you hate when you've done something and you've worked an hour or two trying to get something done, and all of a sudden you got to undo everything you just did? Ain't that aggravating? These boys had fished all night, and they done got all their nets tied up and cleaned up, where everything's put in its right place, and now here comes this guy, says launch out in the deep and drop them down after we done got them clean? We got to do all that over again? But he says, at thy word. And tonight, that's the place that you and I, we've got to get to, that we just respond to the word of God. God said, go. There should be no question. Let's just go. Well, preacher, how? That's not the question. The question is, go. Go. So we see how the attitude was changed there. Nevertheless, at thy word. And then I see a great reward here this evening. It says, and when they had this done. I like that. See, tonight, nothing's going to happen unless you do it according to the ways of the book. We've got to do it God's way, or it won't last. We've got to put it in place in the right way that God put it, in the order that God put it. And it'll never work unless it's in that right order, and that's what he said. It says, and when they had this done. Let me ask you something. How many of you believe that Genesis 1 says, in the beginning, God? Anybody believe that? I believe that, don't you? You believe God spoke into existence the heavens and the earth? He spoke and boom, it happened. You believe that? Well, let me ask you something. If Jesus wanted a boat full of fish, could you don't think he could have said, hey, boys, jump up here? Don't you think he could have? I know he could have. He told Moses to hang that rod out over the water, and the water stood up. If he wanted to, he could have had that boat full of fish and never used those men. But God chooses to use human vessels like you and I as instruments for his work. And we've got to do it according to how he says do it. And he says, when they had this done, notice it says, they enclose a great multitude of fishes and their nets break. A great reward. When they did it God's way, when they did it the way God intended it to work, God gave a great harvest. The fields are white unto harvest. The Bible says the laborers are few. What did he say do? Pray. For what? Laborers. There's a great harvest to be made. Are we doing it God's way? When they did it God's way, when they had tried their way and caught nothing. But when they did it God's way, it engulfed a whole great multitude of fishes to the place that their nets broke. And friend, tonight we're talking about the family. How many of us tonight would want all of our family to go to heaven? Everybody in here should. There shouldn't be nobody in your family. They shouldn't be, and I know this is a hard thing to say, but there should be nobody in that we know and don't know that we'd want to miss heaven. As wicked as some people might be, I still don't want them to go to hell. Because Christ don't desire them to go there either. But when you do it God's way and mind his way, there was a great reward. And then this is something that I thought, boy, this is so humbling and it's so big also. Look at verse number 6 again. It says, when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. Do you know tonight if Gospel Light Baptist Church really sees God begin, and it amazes me what God's doing. I'm not saying we're not doing. I believe it just amazes me what I see God doing. But the thing is, because they were obedient and Christ had entered their ship, that other ship was included in the work. And they got to come in and work in that harvest. And friend, tonight, there's churches all over this world that's just looking for somebody to get busy so they can come in and help in the work. Wouldn't it be great to know that we had brothers and sisters in different parts of the world? And we do. We get through our missionaries. Those churches they plant, those are part of us. But I'm talking locally. Boy, wouldn't it be good? It's sad a lot of times we get the wrong attitudes about churches sometimes. We think it's a competition. And we'll tear them down instead of building them up. Oh, when the fire's hot, man, that's when we ought to fan the flame and just see God continue. Hey, that other ship, even though they wasn't in that initial harvest, just because of what God had done in their lives, they were able to come alongside and get something out of it too. Now I wonder tonight when it even draws down into my family. I wonder how much of my family is going to see God working in my life that they can come along and get some of it too. Really? Do you see that? I do. So I see their reward, then I see how it was spread, and then here's the great part, and this is what we're done with tonight. Verse number 9, look at verse number 8, says, when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Can I say once again, God uses just people like you? He's not looking for superheroes. He's not looking for people with great extraordinary abilities. He's just looking for somebody to go fishing. And the Bible says here, verse number 9, for he was astonished at all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Verse number 11, look at it. And when they had brought their ships to land, here's the key, they forsook all and followed him. That's where God wants you. Forsake it all and just follow Him. But preacher, no, they forsook all. They laid it down and said, we're just going to follow after Christ. Tonight, are you willing to, for your family's sake? I had a lady Sunday morning come to me and tell me, preacher, I told the Lord to do whatever He had to do in a person's life, whatever it needed. Those are big statements. But if that person gets right with God and gets saved and serves the Lord, would it not be worth it all? They forsook all. Forsook all. That's big. I wonder tonight when we think about missions, and again, it's not just world missions, and we support world mission. It's not just missionaries that are traveling to different places. It's about you and I being missionaries. He told Peter, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. There's men and women that we are around today. I wonder if they saw anything in Christ about us. Forsook all and followed Him. That's what it's all about. But unless we're burdened, we can say, well, we've tried all that. It was fun for a little while. We've done our part. We've done. Let somebody else. Well, I wish I'd have wrote that down. I come across a track that I can't even remember close to it. It uses the thoughts of people named somebody, anybody, and nobody. It's a great little old thing to read. Somebody thought anybody would do it, but nobody ended up, or something like that. I don't remember. Who's going to reach your family if you don't? Who's going to reach those friends if you don't? Go. Launch out into the deep. Deep's deep. Can't touch the bottom in deep. You got to trust Christ. And I promise you, He'll never drop you. Follow Him. Forsaken all, they followed Him. Let's stand together this evening.